Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday, May 23rd.
I can't believe it's already about to be June. Like, what?
Right.
I really feel like every single month just is, like, not even a full month. Maybe it's because I'm not doing shit.
Maybe it's because you're getting older, so time goes faster, you know?
I know, that's the scary thing.
Yeah.
Time was so much longer when we were kids. Like, when you're in school and you're like, oh, my God, it's only first period. Now it's like, oh, my God, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as you get older, a year becomes like a smaller fraction of your life, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like you go through the years and it's like, oh, well.
Right.
Another year went by.
Oh, but now I'm 55. 30 to 55. Right?
Wow. So, welcome to the show, everybody. We are, guestless. But, you know, all of next week is full of guests. So
yeah,
we're
going to
have
cool.
great guests. Just a dry spell. I don't know what happened.
Who cares?
But who cares? Yeah, we come here anyway. We chat. We shit.
Talking about shit.
Yeah, talking about shit. Tell me what happened in the bathroom.
So I just went to the bathroom in the building, and lo and behold, the water's not on. And people actually, women, actually went to the bathroom and took shits. In the toilet, knowing that there's no water. So in both stalls right now, it's just a bunch of diarrhea.
Just floating shit.
Yeah.
Turds and shit. Now, let me ask you this.
Disgusting.
Do you think maybe they didn't know there was no water?
No. I mean, the faucets are up. As soon as you walk in, you can tell there's no water. Like, yeah, I'm going to hold
my... they don't use the faucets, they don't know. They just go in. You're dying to shit.
No, but there's, like, literally piss and shit. I'm sure it's been like that since probably last night. Someone this morning definitely knew that the toilets weren't working. They're like brown.
I think they went anyway.
I almost threw up. It's really disgusting.
I know. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you really have to go, wouldn't you go?
I would go across the street to like Rite Aid.
Yeah, but you might
if there wasn't shit in the toilet, maybe.
There wasn't any. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this morning.
So when they came, there wasn't any, and then they shit in there.
Ew, no, Sam.
Why?
If you see piss in the toilet, are you going to sit down on
I'm saying whoever shit that probably did not see anything in the toilet and they sat down did their thing.
But imagine if there was already piss in the toilet and then they sat down. When you poop in the toilet, sometimes it splashes back up onto your booty cheeks.
Right.
So you're basically splashing up other people's feces onto your body.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying.
And that is Wednesday, folks. You're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the shit talk. You know, we should have a radio show, shit talk.
So disgusting.
It is. You know, I don't think there's anything more disgusting than shit. You know?
I mean, I get it's natural. Like, I'm very open about pooping, but it's just like, that image is stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Yeah, don't want to be exposed. I have an image I can't unsee, and that is when I drove to Arizona, there was a gas station bathroom.
Oh, gas station bathrooms are
somebody
the fucking
worst.
Somebody
shit almost on the fucking floor, on the whole toilet they shit.
Ew.
And left it there. And I'm like, I can't unsee this now. I can't fucking possibly.
Yeah, when I drove across the country, I saw so many gas station bathrooms. I'm like, wow, this is
disgusting.
Just like you just feel so dirty by the time you arrive to
you
wherever
really,
you're going.
You really do. And tomorrow I have a long drive shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now I'm asking, why the fuck did I cancel my flight? I mean, it is like with stops and everything. It's like 7.5 hours. You know?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I said that. I was like, all right, you do your thing, Sam. Yeah. That's a long ass trip. And it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
So let me tell you
a lot of it. Because I make some stupid decisions sometimes. I just don't understand myself.
But
you know, I mean, what's the big deal of being on a fucking plane, you know? Why
I
am
hate
I
planes.
Like so? I know, but why am I so, like, you know, just. I can't bring myself to go if
maybe
I don't
we should
have
go see
to.
A hypnosis, both of us, and then come back on the show. We should have a hypnosis here.
Yeah.
And then they can hypnotize us not to be scared of flying anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll work.
It could.
My cousin said that she went to hypnosis to stop smoking, and she stopped smoking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But then I don't want to go under hypnosis and they're like, and then you're going to go home and kill all your roommates. Because like, what if they tell you some crazy shit?
They won't.
But you don't know that. You don't know that.
They, well, if they
unless
did,
you have somebody in the room. But what if that person is hypnotized too?
Nah, that
I would want mine fully recorded. Hey, we're recording this just so you yeah, know. Yeah, so you yeah, can't yeah. mess with me.
Yeah, record. But no, you're conscious of what happens. I mean, you know, unless I wasn't really... Because I was hypnotized once or attempted to be hypnotized. But to me, it just felt like I was in a different state of sleep or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I've never been hypnotized.
Yeah?
Never. I think I might be the only person on Earth that hasn't. I feel like everybody no, has like, tried either. It once.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you know?
Kind of were, right?
It's kind of like a therapy, hypnosis. You
right,
know?
Right.
So it didn't really work. And I don't care, really.
So let me tell you what happened to me this morning.
Oh, what happened to
you
this morning?
I woke up early and I was going to go to the gym. But then, you know, one of those moods where you're just like, I don't feel like, even though I feel like bloated for some reason, I just didn't feel like going to the gym. So like I got a few packages. I unpacked my packages. And I was like, let me go to the store because my fridge is bare and nobody's in my apartment. So it's just me right now. Just, by the way, makes me realize I want to live by myself.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. I don't
Isn't
want...
Isn't the best?
It's so peaceful. It is so great. Everything about it is fantastic. I'm like, wow, I hate having fucking roommates.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'm telling you, move to a cheaper area and get yourself a studio or something, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't live with other people.
No, it sucks.
And you really don't need to be in Hollywood either, you know? You can just drive there if you need to go out.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I don't really go out that much. Like, there was a huge Pretty Little Thing party last night at a nightclub, and I was like, nope, not going.
Yeah.
And there was like tons of people there. Like, it probably would have been a good networking event.
Yeah.
But I was like, nope, I'm going to have me a glass of wine. I'm going to watch 13 Reasons Why season 2, and I'm going to bed. But so I go to the store this morning because I'm like, let me just go before I go to the radio because then it's one less thing I have to do today. So I went to the store, was there for like 45 minutes, and the line, it was really busy, and there's only 3 lines open. So the lines are really deep. Everyone has huge carts. So I get in line and I park my cart behind someone who has a full cart. And I'm like, okay, I have time to go grab lemons because I forgot lemons because I can't drink water without lemon usually. So I come back and some dude moved my cart and put his big ass cart in front
really?
Of mine. And I'm just like, the week before and the week after.
Wow.
The week before and the week after I have my period, I'm a raging fucking bitch. So I look at him, I go, did you move my cart?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you weren't there. I go, I don't give a fuck. Don't touch shit that isn't yours.
Right.
Like, don't touch my shit.
Right. Is that what you told him?
Yeah. I was not in the fucking mood this morning, Sam.
Yeah.
So he gets in my face waving his hands. Well, maybe you should learn to stay by your cart. I go, if you wave one little fucking pinky in my face, I will kick you so hard in your balls, your boyfriend won't be able to suck your dick for a year. So he looked like a serial killer. I wish I could describe him to you, but he looked like a serial killer. So he's still talking shit. I go, oh, you must be that serial killer type. Are you plotting my murder? Are you going to wait for me in the parking lot and follow me home? I go, your boyfriend hasn't sucked your dick enough this month, has he? So he goes, so I'm a serial killer and I'm gay? I go, no straight man who loves women talks to women like that or moves their fucking cart. Oh my God, we were going so bad at it. They
good
moved
for
me.
You, though. I mean, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah, so obviously. They moved me to a different line.
Because, oh, yeah,
like, we were going so hard at each other.
Wow.
And everyone was staring.
Yeah.
So they moved me to a separate.
They probably videotaped it too. It's gonna go viral.
Literally. So they moved me to another line. I'm checking out. So he takes his cart and he comes right to my aisle. He goes, "I hope you have a good fucking day."
No.
And I go, "I hope you choke on a dick, find a bridge and jump off." And like everyone's pissing their pants because I'm like laughing while I'm talking to him because he's like such a serial killer. But he was like so angry, like he wanted to murder me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, people are weird in West Hollywood.
And isn't that interesting that he's the one that made the transgression?
Yeah.
And yet he's pissed at you.
Yeah, like you're the one who.
That's how it happens in accidents too, and you know the road rage
like,
and all that.
But it's
shit.
Supermarket rage.
Yeah.
It's like cart rage.
Right. You know. I mean, the one that instigates it all is the one that ends up being angry. I mean. Fuck you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you move my car?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you?
Right. You should have been there. Dude, there's 50 people in front of me.
You make the decision that I should be there?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's still the 3 people that were in front of me that still haven't put their groceries down.
Right.
So you move my
car
just to get ahead of the line.
Right.
No. I literally thought about like grabbing my groceries and just like walking in front of him and putting my shit down.
Yeah.
That's what I thought about doing, but he seemed like the killer type.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can talk shit, but I'm not trying to die today at Ralph's.
Yeah. Oh, God. You sure look for trouble. I walk away from trouble.
I haven't talked to my dad in like a week, so he calls me today, and I told him, and he goes, seriously, Danielle, does drama just follow you everywhere you go? I'm like, Dad, I'm not making it up. Really happened to me this morning.
Yeah, well, you're the one that decided to make a big deal about it. I mean, I totally understand it.
Yeah, because something needs to be said. People that do that type of shit, someone needs to say something.
Yeah,
to
but
them.
Not everybody would have reacted the same way.
No, somebody would have just been like, "Oh well."
Yeah.
But not me.
Yeah.
What if I was late for work?
Yeah.
What if you moving my cart just set me back? Now I'm going to be 10 minutes late for work.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't touch
no,
my shit.
No, plus, yeah, plus it happened to you. I mean, this shit doesn't really happen. People don't move other people's carts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is
so
happening?
So it is drama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Maybe that's your lesson in life, and it's going to keep presenting itself until you learn how to deal with it, and then you'll move
on. I'm always going to deal with it that way.
Well, then it'll probably keep on happening to you. That's how life works.
What do you mean?
This is probably like your lesson in life.
What do you mean? Know? What did I do wrong? I mean, what is my lesson?
No, to start a fight. You know, some people don't.
So, Sam, if you are standing in line with a full cart and there's already three people in front of you with full carts and you ran literally 2 centimeters next to the veggie.
But I wouldn't have called them all these names and everything. I would have probably either, I don't know what, I probably would have just taken my cart and gone somewhere else.
Every lane was closed. They only opened a new one because we were fighting.
Right. Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's hard for me to say what I would have done because I do fight for my rights, but I would probably be embarrassed in front of everybody.
I'm never embarrassed. I don't give a fuck what anyone at Ralph's thinks of me.
Right.
Sorry, film me all you want on your cell phone. I don't care. Don't touch my groceries. Like, I've got meat in my cart.
Right.
Your nasty little fingers touched it. I was pissed.
What a fucking morning, huh?
Yep, so that's my morning. But I'm still in a good mood.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like pissed off. A security walked me to my car just to make sure he wouldn't follow me.
Oh, wow. What a fucking incident. They're going to be telling this all day to their coworkers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This morning, this girl went nuts on this guy because he moved her cart.
She went postal on him.
Yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't have said anything, but he, like, I think it's the fact that he looked like a killer that, like, made me more angry. Like, it wasn't like he looked like a nice guy. Right. He just looked like he killed somebody last night. So I was like, nah, this Dexter-looking motherfucker is not about to move my shit.
How old was he about, do you think?
Probably older than you.
Mm.
Like, older.
Really?
It wasn't like a young dude, no.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, who do you think you're talking to? Yeah. What started it was him putting his fingers in my face. Like, no.
That's terrible.
No. What, are you going to swing on me? I said, are you going to swing on me? Go ahead. I fucking dare you. Please swing on me so I can fucking sue you and you can pay me for the rest of my life. Size.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with people getting angry. I pulled up this article about a man who's 59, had some road rage and started punching this teenage girl
her
car.
Well, you know, first of all, how did he get to that point? She should have rolled her window up.
Well, but that's the thing. She didn't know. I guess he was tailgating her or something after she irritated him or pissed him off.
Yeah. Like riding her ass, right?
Right, riding her ass. And then
she slammed on her brakes and he crashed?
No, they stopped at a stoplight and she saw him getting out of his car. And I guess she didn't think fast enough to close her window. So, and she had siblings with her, like they're old kids.
Did she have teenagers. A brother with her?
Yeah.
The brother should have gotten out the car and whooped
but they're smaller.
Ass.
She says they're siblings, but I think they're younger, you know. She's 18.
So he just like reached in the car and was punching her through the window?
Yeah.
And then would he get back in his car?
Probably, but
and nobody said anything at the light. If I saw a grown ass man going to hit a woman in a car, I would definitely get out of my car and try to do something.
Yeah.
You know, this is what America does now. Like, everybody just watches and films on their phone, but doesn't actually do anything to help.
They don't jump in to help.
They want to be like that video that goes viral. Like, hey, guess who took that? Nobody cares who took it. You don't get credit. You don't get paid. Do something. Save somebody's face.
So she suffered a concussion. Can you imagine how scary that must have been?
Well, and can you imagine how hard he was hitting her for her to get a concussion?
Yeah. Fucking asshole, man.
And she's definitely going to press charges. I would.
Oh, well, he was released on bail of $20,000.
Oh, so he's probably got money. Ain't nobody got 20.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, because you only have to pay like 10% of that, right? A bail bond or something?
Something like that, yeah. You get a... But still, yeah, it doesn't mean he has money because if he can't pay it, he stays in jail.
The whole 20 grand?
Yeah, you have to pay the... You either pay the bail or you stay... I mean, you can use bail bonds and
right,
stuff.
Right.
I'm just saying, if you don't come up with the money, you stay in jail.
Damn, that sucks.
I know.
That's why I shouldn't be yelling at people for their cards.
Yeah, don't start any fights with people. They're fucking crazy. People have guns. You know, you don't know. You never know. The person next to you could be carrying a gun.
Right.
You know, and
it's very true.
And, you know, you have a lot of people that are fucked up and... They're just looking for shit like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So this man in Hawaii was trying to defend his home, whatever the fuck that
means.
Yeah,
what? Oh, somebody broke in. That's what I got when
he
was
in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But no, he protected his home from the lava.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did he die?
So he got hit by a lava bomb, and he says he watched his leg snap in half, you know?
Like his leg is gone?
Yeah, or snapped in half, whatever happened.
What the fuck is a lava bomb?
A lava bomb is just like those things that come out of the volcano.
God.
But they're like, you know, balls of fire and shit, you know.
He probably lost his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Not everybody.
But why is he fucking standing
next
to his
house?
Yeah,
why are you still there, bro?
Yeah, get away, you know. How is he going to stop the lava exactly?
I know.
You know?
What do you think you're going to do, man? Your house is probably going to go to shit. Just make sure you have house insurance, everyone in Hawaii. If you don't have it now's the time to get it.
Yeah.
Is the volcano still going?
Oh, yeah. Going very strong, too.
Oh, my God. How long do they last? I thought it would, like, last a week or two.
They probably can last as long as it wants to last.
No, that's wild.
No rules. No rules. Yeah, there's a headline here. A man posed as an attorney, offered legal services in exchange for sex. I wonder if anybody took him up on those offers.
Like on an ad?
That's like, a good question. Yeah. Let me look in the story now.
That seems like somebody went to him and she couldn't afford it. And he was like, hey, if you like have sex with me, you don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he had a potential client, I guess. And... you know, so
she couldn't afford his rate.
Yeah.
Or he, whatever floats his boat.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? With everything going on in the world, like, why do you think that is like a good power move to be doing?
Look what it is. I guess he threatened to, it was a woman, right? So her husband was probably here on a visa and the attorney told her that he would, he threatened her that the visa would be revoked if she didn't have sex with him.
Oh
yeah! Can you imagine?
Wow!
So he
did
was
she
like,
do it?
So no, I don't think so. She told the police he was sexually aggressive. Yeah.
I'm surprised they did anything because they usually don't care about anyone who's on a visa. Cops are usually like, "Yeah, okay, lady."
Yeah.
Go have
this
sex.
This is
with
in L.A.
Them.
Too, you know. Wow. Yeah, he's like, he seems like a foreigner, so he was probably trying to, Jose Morales, so he was probably trying to, you know, I can see what happened. He had a client who's probably also Hispanic.
Right.
Wanted a visa and shit, whatever, and he's an attorney, and he tells her, yeah, I'll revoke your husband's visa if you don't fuck me. You know?
I swear.
People are fucked up, huh? I know, and I just feel bad for women, man. I mean, the shit they have to put up with.
Yeah, it's like, it's everywhere. But if you think about it, it's like really everywhere. Like, even today at Ralph's, I'm like going grocery shopping, and I don't look good right now. I look like I haven't slept in 5 weeks. Like, I look tired. And I'm shopping, and one of the people that works at Ralph's was like, man, like, your body's insane. I'm like, that's not appropriate. You're not making me feel comfortable while I'm shopping. And you fucking work here. And this is the closest one to my
house.
Yeah.
Wow.
He works there. I see him all the time, and he's always staring at me like I'm a piece of steak.
God.
And I'm just like, yo, you literally, and it's not, sexual harassment comes in many forms. Like, you bothering me while I'm food shopping, that's sexual harassment.
Right.
I don't need you to comment on my body. I don't give a shit what you think about my body.
Right.
Keep that thought into your grimy ass head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe the shit that men say, you know?
And it's like, it's just like they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
They literally cannot help themselves.
Don't you think like what the consequences might be? Don't you think? People have no respect for themselves, you know?
No, none.
They really don't, because if they did, they wouldn't treat people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's just harassment. I mean, what about all the assaults that women have to go through and shit?
You know? I know.
That's been going on for thousands of years. I mean, it's gotten better in modern times, but I think it's still pretty bad.
Right. Yeah. You know,
men still take their liberty with women.
Yeah. On the show 13 Reasons Why, they like focus on rape and how people like handle it after. And I feel like once that happens to you, you're just like never going to be the same.
Right.
Like nothing in your life will ever be the same when a man takes that.
Right.
That type of power over you.
I agree.
I'd probably kill somebody.
You know, so yeah. So it's like they're really killing your soul in a way. You
yeah.
know?
Like they're taking like your ruining, whole humanity away.
Yeah. Ruining your childhood, your life, mm-hmm. your future.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. If it were up to me, I'd cut off their balls and fucking throw away the key.
Yeah, like in the show specifically, they all knew who their rapist was.
Mm.
And I'm like, if that's the case, I'd kill him.
Yeah.
Like I'd literally plan his murder probably.
Yeah. But then you really ruin your life. So what?
Your life's already over though.
You know? Yeah, but still, you know,
like you'll never be able to like kiss someone romantically.
Nothing worse than being in jail.
I know. I was in a jail cell for 5 hours when I was like 19, and I was like, "Excuse me," like I think I said "excuse me" 2,000 times before they came into the jail, like the holding cell. I go, "Can I get my one phone call?" Like it took like 2,000 "excuse me's" before somebody came in.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, "This is the worst. I hate getting treated like."
Yeah,
this.
They don't give a shit about you, man. You're trash when you're in jail.
Ugh.
And prison's even worse when you go long term.
Yeah. Yep. Prison, oh man.
So try not to mess with the law, man. Don't mess with the law. Don't fucking hit people. See, I mean, if you like, you know, you could have ended up in jail today if you hit the guy.
No,
or
I would
something.
Never put my hands on him.
Yeah.
I would never put my hands on a man, period, besides like my boyfriend who just yeah. cheated on me.
But you said that that he was.
He was in my face. Yeah.
He was in your face. Yeah. Yes, yes. So that's
yeah, and I could have hit him if I wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And he just looked like, he literally looked like a killer, Sam.
Yeah.
He looked like he has killed people before.
Yeah, I think I would have bit my tongue and just walked away because, I don't want to get into trouble. I'm afraid of getting into trouble. Don't want
you
jail.
Can't, you can't get in
don't
trouble.
Don't want police. Don't want judges. Don't want anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me neither. But you can't get in trouble for telling someone not to touch your thing.
No, not to tell them. But if I hit him or something.
Oh, yeah. You know. I mean, it's different for a man because you got way more testosterone for me.
Right.
In my mind.
We go crazy.
Yeah, in my mind, violence never crossed my mind. I just wanted to tell this dude something about himself.
Right.
Like, so for the rest of the day, he can just think about how shitty of a human being he is.
He probably won't think that.
No, he will. He went out of his way to like walk 5 aisles down to find where I was checking out just to tell me to have a great day. And I was like, yeah, go choke on a dick, bro. Find a bridge and jump off, please.
Yeah. At least you know how to hurt people with words, right?
Yeah.
The worst thing you could call a guy is gay, I guess, when they're not gay.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe he was.
Yeah.
Which made him even more mad, probably. Like, how did she know that?
Or you would just say, "I'll show her to call me fucking gay."
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Plan my rape and murder. Yeah,
right.
I should keep my mouth shut because you just never know.
You really should, you know.
I was just in a mood this morning. I mean,
there's fucking stalkers and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. But I made sure, like when I was driving home, I kept looking in my rear view, and nobody from the parking lot was behind me.
Yeah.
So.
You see, that's scary too. But yeah, well, I learned. You know, once I remember. A road rage incident, and I was coming off the freeway, and I guess I must have cut off somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets behind me and starts honking, so I didn't move, right?
Right.
He had a pickup truck. Suddenly, he fucking moves up to my bumper and starts pushing my car with his truck.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
I mean, I was fucking frightened. I said, these people will stop at nothing. If he's going to fucking push me and skid me In the middle of the street?
Road rage is something serious.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like I've never actually been in a situation where somebody was like following me or like beeping at me. Like I've had people beep at me, but no one to like an aggressive level where I was right. like, oh my God, I might
but
need
they
help.
Make it personal.
Right. Like, oh my God, something bad is about to happen for sure. But there's been so many stories on the news and stuff about people like dying in road rage incidents. Right. And I'm like, you're going to jail for the rest of your life because he stopped too quickly at like a red light right. or a yellow light and you wanted to go through it. Like think about how stupid road rage is.
Right. Absolutely. And it's obviously a sign of other shit that bothers you, you know?
Well, it's people definitely that people are, that have anger management problems.
Yeah.
And other issues going on in their lives, for sure.
Yeah, normal people don't do that shit, mm-hmm. you know? You just kind of flow with the traffic. People do things. I look at the traffic as like one big thing, mm-hmm. not individual people. So, you know, when people come in front of you, everybody's passing, trying to get here, trying to get there. That's how traffic behaves. It's right. not like people doing it personally to you.
Right.
You know, people don't even think about you. Mm-hmm. They're just like, because you're a car to them. You're not a person, really, when you're on the road. You
Which
only
is
see
so
cars.
Crazy to me, because people can have, like, their full-blown kids in the car.
Right.
Like their children.
Right. You know, so you don't want to fuck around with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about crazy people. This 30-year-old guy was living with his parents.
I saw it.
Did you see that? And they asked him to move out.
And he said no.
And he wouldn't move out. So now they're taking him to court. And the judge decided he has to leave.
Which is kind of odd because usually when you live with someone after a certain amount of time, it takes a lot to evict them. Like for someone who doesn't pay rent or something, it's like...
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, they just like get tired of him, I guess, you know. But he says, I just wanted a reasonable amount of time to vacate. With consideration to the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time of the notices. What the fuck does that mean? Go get a fucking job and move out.
Right.
You know?
He didn't look like he was 30. He looked like he was 45.
He contends that he's owed a 6-month notice. 6 months? What the fuck? And his parents sent him 5 notices, I guess.
He must have like a really bad relationship with them. Or after this, it's definitely going to be over.
Yeah. I mean, but to get to the point where you kick out your son, you know, I mean, there's something there, too. I mean,
there's
a story.
Definitely something going on behind the scenes that nobody knows about.
Yeah, right. Like, why do they want him out so bad?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And why is he still there at 30?
Yeah. Well, apparently he can't support himself. That's what he says. I just don't know why.
He's probably, maybe his parents are trying to motivate him to get his life together.
Yeah.
They've probably been babying him since he was a child. And he's like, oh, I don't have to do shit in my life. My parents are going to take care of me. Yeah. He has definitely not gotten pussy in a very long time.
Probably, yeah. And I feel bad for them to have to deal with their son like this.
Yeah. You know? My sister still lives with my mom, but it's because like they have like a big ass house. My dad and stuff support her, like help support her kid. So that's like a different type of situation than just being 30, not having a job.
Yeah.
And being a bum.
That's the thing. Yeah, he's a bum and a loser, you know? So, yeah, they wanted this broken down vehicle off the property.
Oh, his vehicle didn't
And they offered in all the notices to help pay him, to help him pay for shit. But he didn't go along with that, you know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is like in New York, Syracuse or something. But, yeah, I mean, what the fuck? You know, people are like crazy. Why? Yeah, well, I can see why
you
would stay. What was
that? You just completely blanked out there.
No. I'm just asking because I'm trying to figure out what I want to ask.
I was like,
why would you stay?
Earth to Sam.
Why would you stay if your parents want you out? That's what I want to understand.
Sometimes, you're like, you probably wanted. Literally can't get approved for an apartment or something.
No.
Yeah, if he's not working, yeah. Because I feel you. Like, I probably can't move out right now because I can't. Like, I still need to get my life together. I feel you, man. I just don't live with my parents.
And I don't even, and you don't irritate them to the point where they want to kick you out.
Exactly. I just got so dizzy. I think it's maybe because I haven't eaten today and I drank a coffee.
So why?
I don't know.
I mean, I always drink coffee without eating.
I know. I just felt so dizzy.
Well, I don't know. Did you sleep enough?
I mean, I went to bed at like 12, woke up at 6.
Yeah, that's not a lot. I know, I'm tired too. I went to sleep at...
That's why I didn't go to the gym. I was like, oh, I'm tired today.
Yeah.
I've been tired since I got back from filming. Like yesterday, I didn't do shit. Yeah. I was like,
well, you got a weekend to catch up. I don't want to sleep, you know?
But I got a lot to do and figure out because my roommate is like out.
Yeah, right.
So now I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't feel like dealing with this, but I've got to deal with it.
I'm telling you, this is your opportunity to move out and get your own place.
So when the lease is up, it goes month to month. I'm not going to rush moving out. I'll pay them. I'll keep going month to month until like I'm at.
But don't you have to pay the entire rent though?
What do you mean?
Who?
No, the I'll still be living with the guy. We just need one more roommate.
Because you said the house was empty.
Well, because everyone's on vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. They're both gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's nice and pleasant and quiet for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, I only have a few days to... actually, today is the last day I'll be living alone.
Oh, that's right. Better enjoy it, my friends.
Oh, God. I'm joined by my son and his cat.
Sounds like a party.
I wish the mother didn't raise them with animals.
Oh my God, I love animals. I'm so glad my parents did.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like people that don't have the same type of love, they might like animals, but not the same type of love for animals, or when they grow up without pets. It's different when you grow up with pets. My whole life, my whole life I've had a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true. You know, I didn't grow with them.
We have 3 cats and 2 dogs back home.
Yeah.
I'd rather have four dogs and 1 cat. Our backyard's big enough for 4 dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have enough room in my life for an animal.
I have so much room. Like yesterday, I was thinking about how tired I was and how I like stayed in bed all day and how great that would have been if I had a little nugget with me. Yeah. Like a little. I just want a small dog. I love big dogs. Big dogs are my faves. But I want a small dog so when I fly home, I can bring them on plane with me because I get scared, and at least I'll have like my baby with me. So if we go down, I go down with somebody.
But
do they
let you keep him in the cabin, in the main cabin?
If they're small enough.
They're small?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm. Where would you put him though?
You put him underneath the seat.
Oh.
And then you can take him out.
Yeah, I guess.
Play with his tummy. But usually they give him drugs. You give him like Benadryl so they sleep for the whole flight.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember that dog they put in the bin?
And he died?
Yeah.
Pieces of shit.
God.
I would kill people if my dog died. I'm like, I don't know who you think you're dealing with. You might kick me off this flight. I'm going to sue your airline for $10 million. You're not touching my dog. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. And she settled for like $20,000. I'm like, that's not enough to bring my dog's life back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you're listening, I suggest you don't listen to Danielle as far as to how to handle your life. Because you would get into trouble all the fucking time.
And I'm very crabby today, folks. It's not that I'm crabby, like I'm in a good mood, but I'm just kind of like in a fuck the world type of mood this morning.
Well, he started you off like that. How can you know?
Yeah, it was perfectly fine. I was like humming songs going down
the
aisles of Ralph's.
So early in the morning, too.
Like, don't fuck with me. It is not even 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I haven't had any coffee. I haven't had anything to drink. And you are messing with me right now? No. I don't think so. But anyways, on a more positive note.
Yes. What's on a positive note?
I have church tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do there when you go to church?
What do I do?
Yeah. Do you just sit there?
Well, you like, church doesn't start till about 8:15. I usually get there at like 7:30. And I mingle for a little bit, try to make some friends. Haven't made any solid, like really solid ones yet, but...
You go to the same one, right?
Same one every Wednesday, yeah. And then I go inside and then it's like 45 minutes of the pastor and then I go home.
Oh.
And then I go to bed.
Sounds boring to me.
No, it's actually fun.
Really?
It's a good time. Yeah, that's probably going to be like the only thing I do this week.
Oh.
I've got no plans for the long weekend at all.
Yeah.
None.
Well, I'll be driving a lot.
Yeah. Ooh, so. I'd rather be like at home chilling than driving, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I was thinking take my time and take a drive along the coast, the slow drive.
Right.
The scenic one. But I think everybody's going to be there because of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take forever to get back. But then again, maybe I shouldn't rush.
Are you going to leave on Sunday or Monday?
No. I'm coming back on... The plan is Saturday, actually. right after the graduation in the morning.
Okay, that makes sense. So maybe you won't get any traffic on the way back, unless people are coming to vacation to LA, which is possible.
Yeah, but but the thing is that I don't know if I'll come back Saturday because the drive, part of it is going to have to be in the dark. And I hate driving in the dark.
I hate driving in the dark, too.
When you drive, not because I have any problem with it, but just because you can't see anything.
Yeah, you can't.
So it's just like, you know, you just focused on the driving and then you can't wait to get back and all this shit.
Yeah. I would totally prefer to wake up at like 3 a.m. and like catch the sunrise and like drive through the day than ever drive at night.
Right.
Like when I drove across country from Boston to Los Angeles, I dreaded driving at night.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Especially on highways that aren't familiar to me or roads that aren't familiar to me.
Right.
It was just miserable.
Yeah. And it feels like it takes a long time because you're not really enjoying the drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
I mean, in the city, it's no big deal at all, you know, but yeah. But highways are a different thing altogether, you know?
Yeah, that's for damn
sure. I'm
going
to drive a lot of fucking miles, man. Probably like 1,000 miles.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You know, I have high mileage on my car,
uh-huh.
and it's leased. So what that means is when I return it, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah,
for
mine
miles,
too,
right?
Probably.
So they sent me from the dealer a thing where it says, if you bring your car in now, which is still a year early,
right?
Then we'll give you a new one, higher payments, this, that, blah, blah, blah. So it sounded okay.
Right.
So I talked to him on the phone. I said, listen, I want you to waive this, and all this stuff. He says, yeah, sure, come on down. And then you come down there and they start playing the fucking games.
Yeah, right. That's usually how it goes.
And then he comes with a higher payment even. I said, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, taxes and all this. I said, so you're comparing apples and oranges here, you know?
Leasing company sucks, but it's just like I'm not the type of person to have the same car forever. After like 4 years, I want to switch it out. Mm-hmm. So that's why leasing works for me.
Yeah, leasing is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But nobody buys cars anymore. I mean, you don't go and tie up cash in something that loses value.
Exactly.
That's
crazy.
Exactly. So you always want to leave with zero drive-off. It's not just zero deposit or down payment, it's zero drive off. You don't want to fucking give them a penny.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I just left. And then, so the boss calls me later and I didn't answer. But I just, I hate buying cars.
Yeah, it's stressful.
And I think
everybody
else does, you know, mm-hmm. because they play these fucking games with you. And it's like, what? Do I look stupid to you? I mean, maybe I do. But you're not going to pull this on me, you mm-hmm. know? So yeah, I have no sympathy for these people. The funny thing is, when I go in and I start negotiating, I always think of the other side like, oh, maybe I should leave some money on the table for them because, you know, they worked hard on the deal.
Right. Like,
nobody fucking negotiates that way. You got to think only of yourself when you're dealing with someone who's trying to fucking stick it to you, you know? Think of how you're going to stick it back to them. So I started a whole book on negotiation, which is, it's called Never Split the Difference. And it's by a guy.
Is that an actual book?
Yeah. And it's an FBI, a former FBI agent that has had to negotiate with hostage takers and shit like that, mm-hmm. terrorists. So it's pretty interesting stuff, you know, because it's all psychology. It's all how you talk to people and how you behave with them and everything. And you gotta stand your ground, you know. I sometimes too easily give in and just say okay, whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but I never give in. Yeah,
I never back down. I'm the fucking worst when it comes to that. Yeah. Even if I know I'm wrong, I'll argue to the death. That's why I would have been a good lawyer. My parents tell me all the time, "You should have gone to law school." Yeah, I know, I get it.
So go. It's never too late.
Nah, I'm all set. I'm already past that going to school, reading books type shit. Nope, not doing it.
Right.
All over it. That window closed years ago for me. Waste of money, still in debt. And can you imagine after law school? No thanks.
Yeah.
And my roommate's man is a lawyer. And I'm like, are you happy? Is that like a good job? And it was like the answer wasn't convincing, so I'm all set.
Yeah, many of them are not happy.
Mm-hmm.
People that went to law school because their parents wanted them to.
Yeah, or they had to like do something along those lines. Doctor or lawyer.
Right, exactly. You know, they put in a lot of money and everything. Then they realize, No, it's not me.
Exactly.
Not just anybody can be a lawyer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out. The hotel pulls out after a group seeks to break world record for largest orgy. What they're saying is these people wanted to have an orgy and the hotel decided, no, we're not going to have that here.
Yeah, I mean, that probably would have ruined the hotel's rap.
Yeah.
For sure. That's probably a smart move on their end.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, it's in a Las Vegas hotel. The event is called Sin City 8. Slated to occur on June 2nd at the Embassy Suites in Las Vegas.
But ew, Embassy Suites is like the worst fucking hotel on the face of the planet.
But the hotel wasn't aware of what it was getting itself into, I guess.
So Embassy Suites pulled out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shocking, actually.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
Why?
Embassy Suites is trash. That's like where you stay where you like literally have no budget.
Right. But still, you know. No, I think Embassy Suites are pretty nice, though. It's a big step from Motel 6 or something.
Motel 8? I stayed at a motel once called the Easy 8. I'll never forget it. The Easy 8. It was in San Jose.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like thinking, you get deep in thought and you realize that you left something. I just realized I left like 5 makeup products in my hotel room and I'm pissed.
Right.
It's like now my day is ruined.
Yeah. Look, so there's comments here. This guy writes, if you can get an erection in a room full of... filled with other dudes sporting erections, then you're not hetero, even if you're banging a chick in said room.
Yeah, I've been saying that from John. Yeah, right? Yeah. So we're not the only people that think it. It's a common thought.
Oh, wow. That's funny, man. People wanted to have an orgy. Would you go to one?
No, never in my life, Sam.
Yeah.
Not even close. Don't want to see one. Don't want to know about it. And I think everyone in an orgy is a freak. Sorry to say it. Sorry if you're listening and you've been to one. I'm talking about you.
It sounds enticing, though.
Nah. Nope.
Fuck different women and stuff. And yeah.
Def not.
But you're right. To see other guys with erections, it's like, no thanks. I have
no desire to hear anybody else moan,
right,
or grunt or whatever, right, have you. Queef, fart, whatever people do during their sexy time.
If you love sex, it's perfect for you. It's like being in a convention for sex.
That's got to be like, do you know how much bacteria is going to be floating around those rooms?
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Well, what can you do, man? You know? People are fucked up. They're talking about Uber for kids. New ride-sharing service looks to after-school market.
Nope. Ain't nobody getting into it. No. My God. After all these people passing background checks and then doing some sketchy-ass shit in an Uber, you think that I would ever let my kid get into an Uber? It'd probably be like a killer or a molester or something.
Do they even do background checks?
They don't do any. Like they've had criminal. So many rapist drivers.
Right.
They've had so many lawsuits. But you guys are going to start a market for kids? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
No. At that point, parents need to like really like make time for their kids. Pick them up and drop them off.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. My kid's always getting dropped off at school. He's not even taking the bus. Bus drivers out here tripping too.
Yeah.
There's been so many bus accidents in the last 2 years.
Right. And it sucks that you have to take your kids everywhere by car. You know, when we were kids, we would walk home, you know.
I took the bus, but.
Yeah.
I mean, things were different back then. Things are so sketchy now.
I mean, we'd walk, we'd go play. We wouldn't get home until 4 or 5 o'clock or something.
Right.
You know? And nobody worried about us. But today it's a different world.
Yeah, we all stressing.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do, man?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Mm-mm.
So in Texas, a Democrat would be the first governor is lesbian and Latina. She would be the first lesbian and Latina governor. She won the primaries. And then there's a black woman running in another state and stuff. So I guess women are making some headway.
Yep.
I think that's a good thing. We need more women running this world.
Yeah, like a woman president.
Yeah.
Who makes all her decisions based on her emotional irrationality.
Well, I mean, if we had to today put a woman in there, who would you recommend that's famous? Who do you think would be a good president?
Nobody.
Nobody, right?
I can't think of one. Like, and I don't really know politics, so I'm not like, I don't know who would be good at running politics because I don't know a goddamn thing about it. Like, when people are talking about, like, reforms and, like, all this, like, bills, I'm like, I have no clue.
Yeah,
like, not a clue.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be, like, the best person.
Maybe
to
you
ask.
Should go back to school.
No. So you can hold I think my life is good without, like, stressing politics.
They're good for you, you know? I mean, that saves a lot of stress.
I feel like no matter what, even, like, so, for instance, like, when the election was happening and all our parents and stuff were like at dinner parties arguing, I'm like, y'all know that no matter who gets in there, nothing you do or say is going to affect what the fuck they're doing. So why stress about it?
And you're not going to change anybody's opinion either.
Exactly. Like me talking about whatever reforms are being made and my opinion on it isn't going to change the fact that what's being done is being done.
Right.
So I don't care about it.
Well, you know, some people want to be involved and be active and
Those are the people that need to run for like senator and stuff. Everybody else just needs to shut the fuck up and let whatever happen. Because it doesn't matter. Their opinion
doesn't matter, right? But that's what we have here in this country is freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So everybody's got to put in their 2 cents.
Exactly. You know? I put my 2 cents in everything but politics. Because I don't care.
Good for you. If you can get away from it, why not? Mm-hmm. You know? Sounds good to me. Yeah.
I'm going to go home and make a piece of steak.
A piece of steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
With some rice.
That sounds good.
It's going to be like a brunch for me. And then I think I'm going to take a nap because I'm so I don't know why I'm like just, I've been so tired since Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired all the time, but I don't talk about it anymore. I used to come in every day and go, oh, fuck, I'm so tired. But, you know, nobody really gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, nobody does because everyone's tired. They're like, yeah, join the club. Who wakes up with energy after? Maybe it's because I turned 30 and my body's like, bitch, we're 30 now.
I don't know, but I think the normal way to wake up is to feel refreshed, right? Or, I don't know. I mean, look, I think there's something that's called like sleep. What's the word I'm looking for? But at any rate, where you... Your body wants to stay asleep and you're fighting it, you know? So yeah, I mean, if your body's fighting it, then it's hard for everybody to wake up.
Yeah.
But for some people, I think it's especially hard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, until I take my shower about half an hour after I get up, you know, I have coffee. Check my email and stuff. Then I go take a shower. Until I'm after the shower. I mean, even when I shave, I'm half asleep.
Yeah.
My eyes are like half asleep.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up and I'm like completely ready to go. Like I'll just go to the gym at like 4 a.m. A lot of times I wake up and it's just like I'm laggy for a long period of time.
Yeah. I just remembered sleep inertia is what it's called. Inertia is the tendency. It's in physics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So inertia is in like a body that's moving. An object that's moving wants to keep moving.
Right.
And an object at rest wants to stay at rest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, and sleep is the same way, I think. So that's why they call it that. But, you know, we have to deal with this. But I think my biggest problem is I go to sleep too late, you know?
And I do too.
You know, and I smoke a joint right before I go to bed. So it all makes you very tired,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then it's cold and you want to stay under the blanket. That's another factor.
It's the weather has been really weird the past 2 weeks.
I know.
I feel like we haven't seen the sun at all.
This is like San Francisco weather, you know?
Yeah.
Where I'm going, I looked at the weather, it's all the same.
Yeah, I'm
going
to look right now. The weekly forecast, let's see.
Yeah.
Today, it's only going to be a high of 64 degrees and cloudy.
Yeah.
And all week, 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well. All right, everybody. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
We had a short week here on the show, but and also a short week next week with Memorial Day and everything. But we'd like to wish all of you a happy holiday. Although, you know, Memorial Day is not supposed to be like a happy day.
I know, but everyone just uses it as an excuse to drink like every other holiday.
Right.
So.
You know, in Israel, Memorial Day is a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
You're remembering the people that died in the wars, you know. But what can you do, you know? So try to think of our veterans, too. All of those that died for us. Take a good care. Be careful. And we'll see you all on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.